All right, respiratory conditions. First one is pneumonia. What is pneumonia? Say again? Okay, well, air should be in the lower part of your lungs, so let's change air to something else. Okay, so it's when we have a collection of fluid, pus, and gunk in our in a portion of our lungs where there should ordinarily be air. The word that you want to write next to pneumonia is consolidation. So consolidation just means a collection of fluid and pus and bacteria in the lung. It prevents air from getting to the area where air should normally be. Next, we have COPD. We've already defined that. Asthma. Okay. Asthma is a disease. What kind of disease? We talked about it this morning in Pathopharm. Gosh, isn't it amazing how the two classes are just, we are like one spirit. It's an allergic type disease. The body attacks itself via IgE. All right. So, and what we're going to get is we're going to get bronchial constriction and excess edema and mucus production. Next, we have heart failure. What does heart failure have to do with lungs? I don't get it. You're going to have to explain that one. Because I thought we were doing respiratory assessment, and here you're saying heart failure. Okay, well, yeah, the heart and lungs do work together to get oxygen to the body, but why don't we just put that under heart?
If you have fluid backing up into the lungs.
Say it again? But why would we have fluid in the lungs? Why would we have fluid backing up?
Because your kidneys can't take it out.
Because what are the three causes of fluid overload?
Renal failure,
and heart failure. So, kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure. Heart failure is the number one cause of pulmonary edema. So, heart can't pump enough blood to the body, and it begins to back up into the lungs. And cause what lung sound? Crackles. By the way, when a person has pulmonary edema, severe pulmonary edema, the other thing they will get is what we call pink frothy sputum. Fun. So, pulmonary edema, the two signs that you want to associate with it are crackles and pink frothy sputum. Now, hopefully, we will catch them and treat them before it gets that way. So unless you work in the ER, hopefully you won't ever have to see that. Because we're going to be so good at treating it, they'll never get that bad. Nod. Say, yeah, we're that good. And then the last one is respiratory failure. Now, respiratory failure does not mean stopping breathing. What does it mean? It means not breathing enough to meet the body's demands. If a person stops breathing, what do we call that? Stop, thief! Come on, you. What do the police do after they catch someone? Say it again. Respiratory arrest. Now, cardiac arrest is when the heart stops. Respiratory arrest is when the breathing stops. And when both stop, well, actually, when either stop, that's technically called
dead.
All right, now we just got a new book, so these are out of date now. I have not yet looked up all these new things. So, chest configurations. There's some chest configurations that you need to know. One of them is kyphosis, like this. Kyphosis, what? K-Y-P-H-O-S-I-S. Kyphosis. Kyphosis, also known as humpback. Do you think it's easy to breathe when you're like this? Everyone do this for a second. Now, try and take a deep breath, but keep yourself in this position. It's kind of hard, isn't it? So what causes this?
Heavy lungs.
Not heavy lungs. who tends to look like this? Young people or old people? Old people. Now, why do old people look like this? Because they are weak. Is that why?
No.
No, that's part of it. But what's the real reason why? Because they had bad posture when they were kids. Is that why? Well, that is part of it. But say it again. Osteoporosis. Osteoporosis causes destruction of the calcium and decreases bone strength. Eventually, those vertebrae become so weak they actually collapse onto one another. So when you have that little old lady like this, you cannot straighten her out without replacing her discs. Now, how do you prevent that? Drink milk. Okay, but I'm lactose intolerant. Okay, number one way we treat it is by prevention. Have the person take in enough calcium when they're what age? Your age. So, between the ages of 12 to about 30 is the maximum time of bone growth. Even after that, women especially, still need to keep taking calcium to slow down the descent into osteoporosis. What's another thing we can do to help prevent osteoporosis? Exercise. Stop smoking. Exercise and stop smoking are big ones. Get the person off steroids if they're on steroids, if at all possible. Adequate vitamin D intake. So all of these things will help prevent the kyphosis. What's this one called? Scoliosis. Now, scoliosis can cause decreased lung capacity as well. There's some other chest configurations that they call pectoris excavatum, where the chest is pushed inwards, looks like a little cave. There's another one where it's pushed outwards, they call it it's bird chest. So all of those problems will cause problems breathing. But by far, the most common ones are going to be scoliosis and kyphosis. And they are only going to get worse with age. And the way we help prevent them, two major things: calcium intake and exercise. And sit up straight and stop slouching, you bums. All right. Respiration patterns. There are a number of respiration patterns that you need to know. And I will look up the page numbers for you before we, right, you know, in the break when we go to lab. You'll need to know those. But I can give you a hint. Two big ones you need to know are Kussmaul breathing and Chain-Stokes. You don't really need to write down how those are written because they're in the book. But I will mime them for you. Yay! All right, Kussmaul. So when would a person breathe like that? All right, panic attack, sure. What else? After exercise. And when a person has excess acid. So if a person has what we call diabetic ketoacidosis, is a major cause of that. So if a person has too much acid in their body, the body compensates by increasing breathing rate and depth. So Kussmaul is a combination of bigger depth and faster rate. Big, fast, deep breaths. The next one we have is something called Chain-Stokes. Chain-Stokes is what we call an agonal breathing pattern, which means that a person is getting ready to die. It's caused by brainstem damage. So what it starts out with a pause. And then it gets bigger and bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster. And then it pauses again. So looks kind of like this. And it just keeps continuing like that. Whew, it's a tough one. So, what is it caused by? Brainstem damage. And it's a sign that a person is beginning to get ready to die. So it's called agonal. Another agonal breathing pattern is something called gasping. Now, this is what Kelly was asking about yesterday or last week. You know, when are you going to talk about the Terminator? Well, how many of you have seen the movie Terminator 2? Only two people in this classroom? Okay, now if you... Yeah, Terminator 2 was the movie to see back in 91. I mean, that was like... You know, if there was one movie you were going to see that year, it was going to be Terminator 2. Now, Terminator 2, there's a scene where they're in the lab, and the black guy who's the scientist, he's about to die, and he says, "You go on, I'll hold them back." And so he's got this detonator that's going to make everything explode, and he's holding this weight above it. And he's... Yeah. So that's called gasping. And it's really a sign that person is about to die. When you see people who are in comas or who are at the end of their life, sometimes what happens is their brain is really shut down. But as the hypoxia level gets lower, they go, and they take a little bit of breath, and then it gets lower again. So it's kind of like that last gasps of stay alive, just a little longer. Yeah. All right. Well, it's called a gasping breathing pattern, but it's not the same thing as someone who's like coming up from ground and going. That's different. Yeah. What we're talking about is short little gasps. The normal breath sounds, we just talked about those, but again, they're in the book. Adventitious, the same thing, and then the common respiratory conditions. Again, I'll look up the exact page numbers for you. Respiratory. All right, so first one we have is bradypnea. What is bradypnea? Bradypnea. Okay, brady from slow, pnea, breathing, so breathing rate less than 12 per minute. Tachypnea, or tachypnea, fast breathing, greater than 20 per minute. Dyspnea, difficulty breathing. Now, difficulty breathing can be a number of different ways. But the most common dyspnea is shortness of breath. You can also have labored breathing, where it's difficult to breathe. You don't necessarily feel short of breath, but I mean, it's hard to breathe. Now, typically, if they're going to have any other dyspnea type manifestation, they will also have the shortness of breath. Eupnea, meaning good breathing, eu from good. Typically, you're not going to hear the word eupnea ever, but they want it there. So, atelectasis, in case you were wondering how to spell it, collapse of the alveoli. Consolidation, the filling of alveoli with liquid or solid material. Pneumothorax, there's partial or complete collapse of the lung. So ordinarily, your lungs are supposed to be expanded, right? Now, if you have a balloon and you poke a hole in the balloon, what will that balloon do? And shrink, right? Well, if you pop your lungs, if you pierce the pleura, they will and shrink. And in that space, there will now be air. There should have been lung, but now there's just air. So that's called a pneumothorax, for air thorax. Hemothorax is when that space fills up with blood. Which one is more dangerous? The blood one. When we get to, when we do the pathopharm for respiratory, we'll talk about why. Sputum, mucus production of the bronchi, not saliva, not from your nose, from the bronchi. Hemoptysis, coughing up blood. Retractions. Here's an interesting one. How many of you have ever tried to drink, say, like a thick smoothie or milkshake through a straw and you end up collapsing the straw? Okay. So what happened there is you were creating that negative pressure, but the straw wasn't strong enough. The ability of the stuff you're trying to suck up into the straw was stronger than the straw itself. So rather than suck the stuff into the straw collapsed. That's a retraction. Sometimes when a person breathes in, if there's a blockage in there somewhere, what you'll see is in between their ribs will actually collapse inwards. That's most common in little kids, and you usually see it right underneath the rib cage and in between the ribs. That is called retractions. So this is a bad sign because it means that essentially their body is collapsing like a straw trying to breathe inwards. Pleurisy is a sharp pain on inspiration. It is usually highly localized, which means when a person goes, ooh, it hurts right there. It's not like, not sure where it hurts. It's kind of all over. No, it's right there. That's pleurisy. It's a sign of pleural inflammation. Auscultate is to listen with a stethoscope. And then we have the adventitious breath sounds. And notice that wheezes and stridor can both be heard without a stethoscope if they're severe enough. Any questions?